Alrighty, my day just keeps getting better. So I pulled up to the building in which I work, the residence, and there's a van sitting normally where I park the bus for the residence. And I had a wheelchair I needed to unload. So I don't honk the horn, but I did just tap on it and, you know, thought the person would know that for one, you can't park in the circle drive because that's where I park. And two, could you please move? And they didn't. And then I honked again. And one of the other residents came out and she thought I was honking at her. And I said, no, I'm sorry. So then I got out and I approached the van and this lady says, yes. And I went, could you please move, go around? And then you'll end up in the same spot. You just, you know, you'll be behind me. I have a wheelchair to unload. And then she just, like, you know, made that noise. And she drove up maybe an inch. And I was like, are you serious? For real? So then I went in the office and I mentioned how rude this person was. And some of the other residents were saying, oh, it's so-and-so's daughter, so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And then I went down to the dining room area to make sure that this resident that I was waiting for wasn't there. So the one lady who I dropped off in the wheelchair, she said, oh, that's so-and-so's daughter. It's the wrong, I thought it was somebody else. So then I had mentioned, I said, you know what? This resident is so nice and so funny, and you would never know that it was her daughter and how rude she was. And so when the resident came out, I called her over to the van and I said, I am really sorry. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but, you know, I told her the situation and I said, that's embarrassing to you that your child acts like that. And she said, the first thing the resident said to me, the lady says to me, is she said, did my daughter go off on you? And I went, okay, maybe she needs medication. She already knows that her daughter is going to go off on me. So maybe you need to sedate your child or give her some kind of, you know, medication. They do have medication for that, don't they? And they have anger management classes to go to. But anyway, I was thinking, and I told this resident, I said, it's embarrassing because I went into the office and I told him it was your daughter. And everybody just kind of looked at me because they know that you are one of the sweetest women that live here. And I'm embarrassed for you. And she says, I know, girl, I know. And I said, well, in case you hear anything, it was me. I didn't mean to be disrespectful or any way, but I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I did go into the office and they do know it's your daughter. And so then I guess mom must have said something to her daughter because they were sitting in the van, not moving out of my way still. Oh, what a beautiful day. Actually, it's not. It's cloudy and it looks like rain, but it's only going to get 72. How beautiful is that compared to our 100 degree days that we had in the past month? All right, so keep listening. I'm sure my day is just going to get better, 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 better.